It's Sunday, February 17th, and this is Schleppcast episode 31. We continue with Schlepp's novella. The Happy Bus pulled up to the curb and his team sprang into action. Well, at least Louis sprang. He grabbed the step and reached down while Schlepp lifted Terence up. With a grunt, Louis swung Terence up inside, then he lowered his tail so Schlepp could climb up bearwise. With everyone safe inside, they quietly took their places. Terence hunkered down under the seat, glancing out from the protection of his shell, the furry one seated comfortably like he owned the place, and Louis scouting the road ahead from the seat back above. "Heads up, guys," called Louis. "Our stop is next." Getting out was easier than getting in, and the gang soon stood on the curb waiting for their transfer. The central bus was next. The Happy Bus pulled up, but the driver didn't see them. No one got out, and the doors didn't open. Just when they were despairing of getting on, they heard rapid footsteps behind them. The bus door opened, and they got ready to follow the human on board. "What have we here?" came the lady's voice. Suddenly, Louis was picked up and found himself face to face with the human. Next thing he knew, she had scooped Terence and Schlepp into her arms. "And where are you going, such a motley crew?" She gently placed them on the seat next to her and then looked expectantly at them. Louis was too startled to speak. Terence stayed tight in his shell, his orange eyes watching her carefully. Schlepp broke the silence. "Thank you very much, ma'am. It's very kind of you to give us a lift. We need to catch the southbound number 2 bus." "Well," the lady replied, "you certainly know your way around. This bus will take you straight up central to Eubank, and you can transfer there." She continued, "I'm going all the way up to the Four Hills Park and Ride. Why don't I help you with the steps on the Eubank bus on the way?" "That would be wonderful," responded Schlepp. Louis was amazed. Stuffed animals can't talk to humans, even if humans often talk to their stuffed friends. How could Schlepp and this lady be holding a conversation? But then Louis remembered how Caro knew right away what his name was, his story, who Mandy was, and how he'd been found alongside the freeway in a drenching rainstorm. And of course, Carl could talk to all the stuffed critters and the live ones, too. Maybe this lady was one of those few humans who had the gift. The bus rolled on up central under the railroad tracks, past the old high school towards the university. Schlepp and the red-headed lady continued to chat. Terence closed his eyes and napped. Louis watched the buildings go by and wondered why only some humans could hear stuffed animals. After changing buses at Eubank and Central, courtesy of the nice lady, our gang of critters got off at the Gibson stop. "Well, there it is," stated Schlepp, "just like Peabody said it would be, the Center for Extraterrestrial Nanotechnology." "You'd think with an abbreviation like SENT, it would look like a giant penny," added Terence. "Of all the places where you might find a hummingbird inside, a building where they do research on very small things that fly is pretty high on Big Schlepp's list. Come on," urged Little Schlepp. The threesome strode off across the shrubby vacant lot towards a sprawling one-story building a quarter mile away. A curious coyote watched them briefly but gave them no trouble. Stuffed animals aren't edible, and a box turtle is too hard to get out of his shell. In a few moments later, Terence, Louis, and Schlepp stood at the base of the stone wall of Scent, looking for a way inside. The threesome reached the front door and pondered its impenetrability. Now, if you were a stuffed animal, how would you knock at a door? Soft fur and squishable filling doesn't exactly make a good door knocker. So Louis took Terence's hind legs, Schlepp grabbed his front pair, and Terence pulled his head in farther than it had ever gone before. 1, 2, 3, counted Schlepp as they swung Terence by his legs. His hard shells swacked the door frame. Gong! "Quick, run for it," cried Schlepp. Everyone scurried behind the tall ceramic ash can just next to the door. Moments later, the security guard opened the door. He made a puzzled sound, stepped outside to look around, and then headed off to inspect the building for that strange noise. As the door on its automatic hinge swung shut behind him, well, it didn't. That is to say, it tried to close, but it couldn't. You see, there was a small, ornate, western box turtle comfortably wedged in the door jamb, holding the way open for Louis and Schlepp. "Humans never look down, do they?" chuckled Terence as he gave himself a heave and pulled himself loose. While the security man was looking for whoever made that sound, probably kids causing trouble, he thought, Terrence had stolen out from behind the ash can and used himself as a doorstop. "You're a turtle of many talents, Terrence," smiled Schlepp as he patted his buddy on the shell. "Now let's find Lightfeather." This concludes episode 31. We hope to be back in about 2 weeks with the next installment of Schleppcast and his novella.